I'm Todd Morris with Mission Network News. Last weekend, the people of Charlottesville experienced a radical display of hatred. Events like these reveal the worst parts of our society, something only God's love can change. Biblica's Karl Mahler says the key to fighting racism is to realize what it is, a prioritizing of our national identity over who we are in Christ.
If we remember that racism is an idolatry, then we have to remember also that Christ's coming is to destroy the divisions and the basis for racism. It's to break down, as Paul said, that dividing wall between us, between our ethnicities and between our self-centered idolatries.
Mahler says that no matter where we fall in the political spectrum, Christians must be united in biblical thinking and challenges us to pray that the Spirit would penetrate the hearts of those spreading their hateful ideology. You're listening to Mission Network News. And 3 years ago, over 200 girls were kidnapped from a boarding school by Boko Haram militants. Now Todd Nettleton of Voice of the Martyrs says they're starting to come back.
We know of 81 girls that were released in May. They are all currently in Abuja, the capital city, under the control, I guess you would say, of the Nigerian government.
Even though the girls are out of militant hands, they won't be home until the Nigerian government is sure the girls weren't radicalized during their time as captives. As we wait, Nettleton says our biggest tool is still prayer.
One of the main ways that we can be involved is simply to pray for them and pray that God would bring healing to them. For those who are still held captive, we pray for their freedom.
Learn more about this situation and the captives at missionnews.org. Mission Network News, a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. And Set Free Ministries offers a free book called Excelling in Relationships. Get yours at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Todd Morris.